We wrap Crunch Time with our tribute to SMH. What are these idiots doing now? It's called What Are You Doing? And we'll let Alex start.
I'm going to start on that topic. The NFL franchise in Washington, D.C., I am asking.
What are you doing?
I'm literally asking, what are you doing? So you have a franchise quarterback. He's not the one you expected when you drafted that year. But Kirk Cousins is great. He is. He threw for 5,000 yards and 25 touchdowns last season on your terrible football team. He is your best offensive player. He is your quarterback. He is the face of your franchise. So quit jerking him around and pay him. You throw him a low ball offer for the same amount that he'd get if you franchise tagged him. Then you release a statement after the deadline passes calling out he and his agents for not agreeing to your terrible offer. Do you not want him as your quarterback? Because I can think of several teams, one of which happens to wear red and gold that I happen to root for on most Sundays. The rest of them, they make me sad, so I just can't root for them. That franchise would love Kirk Cousins. And don't act like Bruce Allen didn't call him Kurt a dozen or so times on purpose. There's a problem with trying to make a fool out of your quarterback on a public stage like that. If you make him mad, he's kind of the guy who touches the ball every single play. So if he isn't inclined to do the things you want, he might not. Seriously, a press release and a press conference with the team president talking about how much you dislike your quarterback after you offered him a crappy deal. Enough said, as we ask.
What are you doing?
Don't get curt with me.
Give me a break.
To one of the great scumbags of our day, Michael Vick, I ask.
What are you doing?
Actually said Colin Kaepernick needs to cut his hair as a way back to the NFL. Because all athletes, as you know, if you watch, they are 1950s New York Yankees Mickey Mantle clean cut. No dreads, no shaved heads, tattoos on 80% of their bodies, silly sayings shaved into mohawk, haircuts, think Birdman Anderson, Robin Lopez, Marshawn Lynch. Yeah, that's it, dumbass. And of course, the idea of a black dude, in essence, quoting another piece of garbage, 1968 presidential candidate George Wallace, author of the great Segregation Forever speech, who told Vietnam protesters that all you need is a good haircut. Way to be historically on the money, Mike. Just like your passing days with the fail clowns. Always a little bit off. Stick to pulling the wool over the eyes of imbeciles that think you're not pure evil, as we ask.
What are you doing?
Yeah, he sucks. Can we just move on from that? Okay. To Wimbledon, I ask.
What are you doing?
Want to know who is ridiculous and old-fashioned? The oldest tennis tournament in the world is. Because those old men who sit in their castles drinking and eating tea and crumpets talking about how women are lesser athletes, deciding that uglier women shouldn't play in center court unless they're forced to. Yeah, those are actual things, by the way. Well, for some reason, these people are also obsessed with underwear. Outfits must be entirely white other than one strip of color that can only be a centimeter in diameter. That includes all accessories and undergarments. In this year's tournament, there were two violations. And when that happens, they literally stop the match and make the players change.
Jeez.
All momentum of the match, the thing they're actually there to watch, gone. Venus Williams had a pink undershirt. They made her go back to the locker room and change. A doubles team had a player with black underwear that showed a little bit when he began to sweat. Dude had to go back to the locker room, borrow someone else's boxers.
Could you
imagine doing that in any other sport? Like if an NFL player refuses to wear Nikes, for instance, they throw a flag, send him back to the locker room, and he has to borrow a security guard's Jordans. For an event that seems to be so full of itself and its dignity and integrity, you sure don't seem to care about that for your athletes. Grow up, Wimbledon, as we ask.
What are you doing?
Wimbledon.
I said all right.
I got you.
You got it right, too.
I'm practicing.
No, good job.
To former Panther running back D'Angelo Williams, I ask.
What are you doing?
So Dave Gettleman gets fired as GM, and you go on Twitter saying now you would accept a trade back to that franchise because, I quote, the snake is gone. So you're saying a guy put in that position of authority, running an NFL franchise with a salary cap, the draft, free agency, injuries, releasing guys, was slimy in releasing you? You're a running back, right? So you came off a season in 2014 where at age 31, you missed 10 games, rushed for 210 yards and no TDs, and you were going to count $6.3 million against the cap? How about this, D-Dub? You're the general manager. What play you making? Yeah, I thought so. Pretty hypocritical when you consider the almost 100% history for running backs that age. But as long as you get to vent on Twitter more than 2.5 years after the fact, that's what's really important, right? As we ask.
What are you doing?
To Blazers fans saying they don't want Carmelo Anthony, I ask.
What are you doing?
Beggars cannot be choosers. This is how you get good players, Portland fans. You either draft them and hope you can get them to sign max extensions after their rookie contract runs out, or you trade for them for one season and hope they like that season and want to come back. Carmelo Anthony is one of the best scorers of this generation. You do not say no to that. You do not say, yeah, but would he fit in with the offense with Dame and CJ? You bring him in and then move everything else around him. Because guess what? He's a bigger name and a better player than Damian Lillard is. 25 points, 7 rebounds, 3 assists per game for his career. He becomes Portland's best player, and you especially don't say no when the rest of your conference is all of a sudden full of the entire All-Star teams for the East and Western Conference from last year. As it is right now, Portland is an 8 seed at best, again losing to Golden State in the first round. If you bring in Melo, you could conceivably be a contender for like a 4 seed, or maybe even better. Maybe, I don't know, let's not go crazy. You say you don't want Melo, that tells me you don't want the playoffs, as we ask.
What are you doing?
Finally, to former boxer Jermaine Taylor, I ask.
What are you doing?
I guess you felt obligated to live up to your nickname, Bad Intentions, huh? Bad idea. Once upon a time, you were a well-known middleweight taking on the likes of Kelly Pavlik, Ronald Wright, Bernard Hopkins. Yeah, those days are gone. Last fights were in places like Biloxi, St. Charles, Missouri. He got arrested early this morning after a domestic disturbance call. Not the first time. Shocking. Back in 2014, arrested on first-degree domestic battery charges and aggravated assault after he allegedly shot his cousin. And in 2015, he was charged with a similar crime. A guy said he shot him, then pointed the gun at his wife and kids at a Martin Luther King Day parade. Who brings a gun to an MLK event? He avoided prison time, good luck in prison, when a judge suspended his 19-year sentence contingent on his staying out of trouble. I don't think he was staying out of trouble, or not. As we ask.
What are you doing?